Now, when he had gone through Samaria, now he had to go through Samaria, Jesus and the disciples. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." So as we gather this afternoon, what's in my mind is that Jesus had set up this appointment perfectly. Jesus knew who was going to be there and who wasn't going to be there. Jesus knew the disciples would go into town to get food. Jesus knew this woman would come. And he wanted to speak to her. He wanted to see her. He wanted to engage her on the important things of life. And so he sets up this encounter. And you know what? I believe that the Lord has set up a similar encounter with each and every one of us this afternoon. He knows we're going to be here. He's created the environment. And this woman came with all her burdens and her worries, and her life is in a mess. And, you know, she's been through all these husbands, and she's living in a very irregular arrangement at this point in time. But Jesus knows. And Jesus welcomes. And so in Jesus' name, I welcome you all here today. And while we just wait for a few more, some of our Hillingdon folk are still arriving, what I'd like us to do is actually just stand and take some time to worship the Lord.